Leo. Hi, Leo. Leo. Leo, you're listening. This is your quick intro before the 8-minute intro before the actual reading. You can skip. It's about 8 minutes long. You can skip past it if you want to. I just want to let you know that these intros are not a regular thing. Future episodes are going to actually jump right into your reading or whatever I'm talking about, but I just wanted to let you know that this actual intro is happening for this episode to give you the backstory on the podcast, and good luck. Bye.
Hey, Test. Hi, this is Drunk Tarot. This is the podcast. Trying something new right now. I don't know if it's going to work. You know, if you have been following Drunk Tarot for a minute now, I want to say thank you, because I know that it's really hard to, you know, get in where you fit in, especially in this digital space. So this is kind of for everybody. Some of you guys have discovered me on YouTube. I think I started YouTube, I'll be honest with you, I started the YouTube channel. I've always been in tarot, but I started the YouTube channel because my actual job is marketing, is social media, paid advertising, marketing, creative, all that stuff. And I needed an outlet because I was so over marketing. I was so over just the clowns out there making a shitload of money by going viral, to be honest with you, by just capturing their audience, their tribe, and really just pushing forward with a gimmick and a get-rich-quick scheme and whatever they had. And they did well. And some of them, you know, there's even in the tarot sphere, there's, you know, readers out there who have a shitload of followers. And I'm not hating. This is just like, I was interested in how they were able to do it, but they looked like shit, but their bathrooms weren't clean, but their office space was like hectic. Like, it was just, they're coughing on the microphone, all this stuff. And I found it interesting. And, you know, you have to remember that there are so many different platforms out there. And one of them that I had not yet spent too much time on was YouTube. But because of the nature of what I do for a living, I had to acquaint myself with it. And so I was like, well, I'm into, you know, tarot and I'll give it a shot. I wasn't actually looking to turn it into anything other than maybe a little bit of therapy after a breakup. Maybe that was it. Maybe that was just a little escape for myself and a way to sort of ease my heartache, but to also help anybody else out there. Because I know what it feels like to go through a breakup and want someone to do your tarot cards and want to know if your ex is going to reach out. And I know what that's like. So I decided that I wanted to be like a part of maybe the healing of myself, but also to let other people know. That's why I have my little tongue-in-cheek attitude of, if you ask about your ex, I'm going to yell at you, that kind of energy. But I guess if you've listened to me for a while, if you follow me on Instagram, any of that stuff, you know that I'm, you know, pretty private. I don't show myself. And I definitely have an irreverent attitude when it comes to the community, air quotes. And I mean that with love, no disrespect, but also a very, you know, cheeky, irreverent attitude about the whole thing. So you've seen me do YouTube. You've seen me have a website. I had that website up for a second. You know, all that shit takes a lot of work, and I have a real job. Not that this is not a real job. This is just not my job, but I still enjoy it. There's something about it that I still really enjoy. I don't know what it is. I don't know what I get out of it. There are times when I shuffle the cards and I feel nothing, you know, for them. They're not charged, as they say. And then I had a Patreon account because I was like, yeah, fuck yeah. I'll just, you know, say, hey, $5, give me some money. I'll do your cards. But then even then I wasn't really getting anything out of it. And my career trajectory has gone up, but in a weird, like, jagged angle to the left, which I wasn't prepared for. So that's interesting. And, you know, part of my gig is I have to go to these, like, just conventions, and I have to kind of rub elbows with people and network. And one of the things that they talked about, and I think I mentioned to you guys that I do have another page on Instagram, and it's called Good Good Marketing. I'm going to change that because I also started today a podcast called The Data Driven Creative. And if you want to run your own business, if you're interested in boosting your social media marketing, or you know, getting into the world of marketing yourself and getting more business and traffic for your business, you can listen to that podcast and also follow Good Good Marketing, because I'm going to change it to Data Driven Creative. But I also felt like, and then you guys remember I had a Patreon account for Drunk Tarot, like, oh yeah, subscribe and you can get this and that. You know, it's just me sort of testing out the waters, testing out different platforms and different ways to I guess, let off steam, like just vent a little bit and do something that I find entertaining. And it's no different for me. And I don't, again, don't mean any disrespect to the community out there, but it's my canasta. It's my old lady thing. It's my little, you know, it's me playing shuffleboard. It's just a thing that I do, which again, does not make it any less accurate because it's not my full-time job. It doesn't make it any less meaningful if it resonates with you, because, you know, I don't prioritize this and I didn't sage the fucking microphone, you know. But if you want to listen to me, you like my style, then this is the podcast for you. And I'm going, you know, I don't think it's necessary for you guys to see the cards. You guys will hear me shuffling the cards. And you're either with it or you're not. You know what I mean? You either trust that I'm the fucking realist out there, or you don't. It doesn't matter to me. But I'm going to try this month. And I know on Instagram, I announced that I was going to be giving everyone their sexual healing. I was going to tell you what was coming up for every single sign for the summer, your summer love for every sign. And I'm going to do that here. And the reason I'm going to do it here is because if I do it on Instagram, on IGTV, it only gives me 10 minutes. It takes fucking forever to load, and I'm not down with that. And it's just more convenient for me. And I do believe that if you're listening to the podcast, it's an enjoyable thing to just drive around and listen to it versus you feeling as if you have to watch someone shuffle with their fucking acrylics on screen. Like, come on. So that's the introduction that I'm going to share with everybody. And if you're if you're listening to this, then thank you for listening. Thank you for staying with me. I know that Instagram, and between Instagram, YouTube, Patreon, my website, all my shenanigans, I know it seems like I'm not focused on one platform for one particular audience. And that's because I'm not. I'm focused on me, and what I like to do. And this is what I like to do. And I want to share it with you. So yeah, this is the intro for your podcast. Hopefully, you know, this resonates. I'm going to try to keep them around 30 minutes for each sign so that you just get the whole thing. And I'm going to, you know, talk story and, you know, be sweet like cupcake, and just hopefully you're into it and that you have a safe drive. You focus on, or I mean, I'm assuming you're driving. I'm assuming you're in your least vehicle right now. I'm just kidding. I'm assuming you're on your commute, you're chilling, you're relaxing. Maybe you're smoking a little doobie and you like the smooth styling vocal sound of Drunk Tarot. All right. Talk to you soon. Here comes your horoscope, your tarot scope. Get ready. Get ready for the D. Bye. Leo, thank you so much for listening to the intros. If you did, if not, no worries. This is your reading. We're almost, well, no, I'm not gonna take away the Cancer season from them that quickly. We're still in Cancer season. By the time you're listening to this, we might already be in Leo season. So this reading, I'm going to be pulling just some general energies for single Leos looking for love. But what's been happening is a lot of complicated kind of energies have been falling into the mix. So I'm going to run through those quickly and then get to the single Leo energies. Leos who are looking for love this summer, I think that you have a really good shot. And I say that almost all the time for almost every sign, because I'm an optimistic motherfucker. But the reality is that Leos rarely don't get what they want,
right? But it's just a matter of managing that good energy that comes through for you guys, because a lot of times you get a whole mess of person coming into your life. Number one, Leos, I don't think it's a secret, and I don't think it's insulting when I say that Leos, they're not afraid of the drama. They're not afraid of that dramatic energy. I don't think I'm the first person to say this. But also, after a while, it gets old, right? Like, so after a while, the energy kind of shifts into, oh, now it's a fucking migraine. It was some good drama, you know, a nice little cup of tea for us to talk about. But after a while, for Leos, you know, ultimately they want loyalty, they want integrity, and they want romance. Is that too much for a Queen Leo to ask for? And I was getting ready. I have your cards. I did shuffle. And, you know, just to preface yet again, I think I'm going to be having to doing these prefaces, these little notes for a while until people are used to this new podcast style. I'm not just going to do straight readings. I am this episode for you guys, but I'm going to talk about different stuff all over the grid with this podcast, and then I'll throw in tarot and I'll throw in like astrological references. And then I'll, of course, you know, for each season or whenever I feel like it, I'll do readings. But I typically, excuse me, I just burped, which is a no-no for podcasting. But I definitely, you know what? Fuck it. I have to stop. I'm going to stop saying, I say a lot, and that's what I've noticed. I'm working on that, I promise you. What was I talking about? Oh, yes. So years ago, the reason why I think the Leo romance story is so fascinating is, one, I was fucking married to a Leo once, and that was high drama. But two, I don't think I've known any Leo to have like a straightforward romance. I feel like drama's around it almost all the time. I've never known. I'm sure there are. There are plenty of people who are like, I actually don't care for drama. Thank you. But just look at Jennifer Lopez, a Leo. Look at Madonna, a Leo. Their romance histories have not been a straight shot, right? And years ago, I lived in Santa Barbara, and my landlady was a Leo. She lived next door to me. And I would go in there after work sometimes, and she would have a meal ready for me. She was so, you know, like a Leo lion, like a motherly kind of person. And she always had like a meal for me, and she would make me this thing called Slum Gully. And she would just tell me all these stories. And my favorite story of her, and she was old, you know, she must have passed by now, but she was really, she had lots of stories for me. She had lots of stories for me. And I asked her about one of her marriages, and she drove a big fucking Cadillac, and she wore this big red wig. Anyways, I don't know why I'm whispering to you guys, but listen up. And she told me the story about how she married this Cuban guy, and they moved to LA. They didn't like LA, she didn't like LA. And then they moved to Santa Barbara, and that's where they sort of settled. Anyways, they had this whirlwind romance, and they traveled the world together. And he was like this super sexy Cuban guy. It might've been fucking Ricky Ricardo. And she might've been Lucille Ball, because Lucille Ball was a Leo and Ricky Ricardo was a Pisces. Anyways, it wasn't. So she tells me the story about how she knew that he was up to no good. Something was going down. Something was off. Something was different about him. And one day he was out smoking a cigarette outside of the house, smoking a cigarette, and she was cleaning. So she was just doing some spring cleaning, and she goes up the little step ladder, and she goes to the top of the closet, the hall closet, and she pulls down a shoebox. And she was like, I didn't know we had a shoebox up here. Anyways, she opens a shoebox. It's full of fucking cocaine and a pistol. La pistola. It's full of cocaine and a pistol. I don't even know what a pistol is. I'm assuming a pistol sounds like a cute little gun. So I don't know what that is. Anyways, she realized then that she should probably not be with someone like that, because he was already like a piece of shit. So long story short, No story that any Leo ever tells me about their relationship ever surprises me. It just doesn't. And I'm trying to, and I'm going to have different podcasts coming up, podcast episodes coming up where I talk about different signs and relationships, how to deal with different signs and relationships, the best way to approach a situation based on signs, things like that. I'm going to talk about that. But for this episode, obviously, I'm just going to give the Leos their love reading for the summer 2019. I am hoping that it looks good for you guys. I think it does. It's going to start off with complicated, and then it's going to move to those who are completely free agents looking for love. If you like this podcast style, please don't DM me. Don't send me a private message. Leave a comment on my Instagram page, loud and proud, like, hey, that was great, or hey, that sucks. Just put it out there. You don't have to do private messages to me. Just let people know, hey, I'm into it. You should listen to it. If you like it, tell your friends to listen to it. Help me get money so I can keep doing this, because right now it's just a hobby. But anyways, let's keep it moving. That's, I know what you're here for. You're here for the big show. I already did a ton of shuffling with the Leos and love in mind. This is for the summer. There's no end date. It's just until the season changes. So when you start to feel like it's the season is changing, you might want to check in with me again, because I'll have some more readings for you guys. All right, let's keep it going. By the way, if you're not sure what a podcast is, they go for about 25 minutes. So if you're like, damn, this is long-winded, you're long-winded. Okay? Damn, this is taking a long time. You're taking a long time. Okay? Don't make Drunk Tarot angry. Okay, here we go. So some of you guys who are in a complicated situation or just got out of, I mean like last week. So if you're in some sort of complicated situation, you're going to have a period of time this summer where you're extremely confused and you're actually almost like avoiding, you're avoiding the drama. You're actually hiding, avoiding the drama, choosing not to communicate, choosing not to make a decision, choosing not to do any of the sort that's going to lead to, that's going to heighten the drama. But I do think you got, you know, hey. If it's not a tarot, if it's not a tarot energy, it's not a Leo energy. Am I right? You get the fucking tower. So just when you thought things couldn't get worse with a situation, it's about to get a whole lot worser. Worser is a new word for you guys. You know, the star card in reverse means that there is a path before you. And every single time you try to make your way down this path, someone throws a wrench in it, or it gets cloudy, or something confuses the situation. It's almost like someone throws pixie dust in your eyes and you're like, I can't see, I can't see. And that's what the star card in reverse is saying. You can't see the path before you, but it's definitely there. You just can't walk it because something's obstructing it. You've also got the Eight of Coins in reverse. Now you're starting to focus again. The Eight of Coins in reverse is saying that you're beginning to focus on the minutia of a situation versus the big picture. So maybe pull away from that if you're in a complicated situation having to deal with that. You know, you've got the Two of Swords in reverse, so I do see a Libra. And some of you guys who are out there who are like, Two of Swords is not a Libra energy. It is to me. It is to me, because you get the two of two. It looks like a Gemini. It looks like a scale. There are children involved. For some of you guys, alternatively, the Six of Cups could, right here in this spread, isn't talking to me about something happening to a soulmate, something happening to someone from your past, something happening in a nostalgic way. There's confusion there. Definitely someone is far. Definitely someone is blocking the path. Definitely some major upheaval or drama is happening. The Tower card. But like I said, if it's not the Tower card, it's not a Leo reading. So that Tower card, don't get too caught up in that energy, because it's an opportunity for you guys to rebuild whatever this complicated situation that you're dealing with. I definitely feel like you have an opportunity to focus on something else, and you're choosing to focus on trivial things is what I want to say. The minutia, trivial things. And it's actually, it's almost, I don't really say this shit often, but I'm going to say it here. It's almost as if it's the devil trying to distract you. It's almost as if someone keeps, someone or something keeps cropping up and it's forcing you to take your energy and your focus off of something you should be focusing on. Something that's right in front of you before your very eyes, something that you've been working on, something that you're focused on. Something is coming in to distract you from that. And I do think that that is someone from your past, something nostalgic, some sort of energy that's immature. Because it does come off also like childlike and playful, but I think it's more serious than that. Anyways, the Tower card. Let's keep going here and see what's going on for the Leos who are heading out of that situation and kind of like, well, it's complicated, but I'm good. I'm good to me. I'm prime. I just set my hair. I just set my hair. Just got it colored. Just got a fresh waxing on the little kitty cat. So I'm ready. I'm ready to meet someone. What's that energy there? Oh boy. So the Tower energy could be some air sign coming through to have a conversation with you. You haven't spoken to this person in a while. This person's at a distance with the Three of Wands. This person wants to have a conversation with you. They're at a distance though. This person's traveling down to see you, or you're traveling up to see someone, or left or right, whatever the direction is. This person is not going to come to you empty-handed. This person is coming with a conversation about the plans they've got. They've got plans. They're like, listen up, Leo. I've got plans. So whatever that means for some of you, let's keep going. So I have Five of Cups energy in reverse, Five of Swords energy in reverse. You got a big apology coming, Leo. Someone regrets the way something went down and they want to let you know about it. But again, with the Eight of Pentacles right above this, I feel like this is just a distraction. This is a distraction. So take it with a grain of salt and then keep it moving. I mean, graciously accept whatever is coming your way in terms of communication. Thank you for saying that. Thank you for sharing that. Goodbye. It's coming in. Ooh, Lord of mercy. It's coming in real swift. It's coming in. You got the Eight of Wands energy. You've got some communication coming through for you, Leo. Someone from your past or someone just in your vicinity. And this person wants to express to you their feelings. And it's heavy. The thing is, because of the wand energy, I feel like it's not just talk. I feel like you're going to see some action happening. And this action could be good. This action could actually have something to do with children because of the Six of Cups there. Again, I think that regardless of any of this, all it's doing is distracting you and fogging up your path. With a Star card dead center, right above everything, in reverse, you're like, look, I was on a fucking path and here you come again. Okay. Anyways, fuck this person. Let's just keep it moving and let's see what's coming in for the ones who were like, because here's the thing though. All of this is well and good because it's almost like you're vindicated. It's almost like you get, that person has already eaten their just desserts and now you're feeling vindicated because I feel like this energy is coming through like, look, I fucked up so bad. And I'm on skid row over you. I'm at a complete loss over the situation. And they're feeling it. They're feeling it. So they're coming to you with some actual, like some action. Like, I want to have a conversation. Here's my plan to make things better. Here's action. I'm going to less talk, more rock kind of energy. Great. Great. Thank you. And so it's almost like because of the Eight of Pentacles and a Star card, both in reverse, I feel like the advice to you, Leo, is to just be gracious and say, thank you so much for that. Goodbye. You know what I mean? But the thing is, you can't just say goodbye. You have to say thank you so much for that. It's almost like you have to practice saying that now, as painful as it is. Damn. All right, Leo. Okay, so I have to stack these cards just because I'm annoyed that some of you Leos, your past energy, your past storyline, past energy, past storyline is so heavy. Heavy meaning it's dominating the singles. So all the single Leos are like, bitch, I've been single for a second now. Can you get off that old energy over there? And it's like, I hear you guys. I'm trying. Okay, so let me put that energy away. I'm going to do a quick reboot here for the single Leos. Now, if you're totally single, totally single, this is for you. Let me do two more of these. We just got the storyline. So, by the way, you had the Eight of Cups after when I said damn, and I was like, okay, that's enough of this. You had the Eight of Cups in reverse. So everything is telling me return from the past, conversation from the past. Someone's coming through with some major, major message for you. It has to do with nostalgia, some children. There's a distraction happening here. Somebody went through some major, major shit, and they're going to come to you with some major, major news. You get the Five of Swords in reverse. You get the Five of Cups in reverse. I think someone is at a distance now. They're coming through. They want to have a conversation with you. It's a hot mess. Your job is to be gracious and let them be on their way, because you need to get your star card upright and your Eight of Pentacles upright. So you need to focus again. So now I'm doing this strictly for singles. None of that old energy. This is for single Leos looking for love. Summer 2019. Single Leos looking for love. Summer 2019. Let's go, let's go, let's go. Single Leos looking for love for the summer. Oh, fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. All right. Looks good. All right. You guys take care. Just kidding. All right. Here it is. You got the Lover's card. You've got the Knight of Wands, and you've got the Sun card. I would have to be a fascinating storyteller to just weave a tale of what's coming for you right now. And I'm not going to do that to you. All you need to know is the Lover's card, the Knight of Wands, the Sun are all upright. It is your season to shine. You could be meeting a Gemini. I do think that whoever you meet, this person is coming in swiftly. I feel like they're your age or younger. They're very fit. They're very active. You know what I like about this is the Knight of Wands. Obviously, these are people on horses, so you could be around horses when you meet this person. You could be at a horse show. You could be sitting under, like, it's up for interpretation. I do think you're going to be around horses when you meet this person. I do think that it's a possible Sagittarius. I do think that it's someone who has a youthful energy. They like to laugh. They like to laugh a lot. They're going to show you their teeth a lot when they laugh. I do think that, and now it doesn't have to be that. It could also be that you are around a horseshoe shape. So maybe you're sitting in a booth, and the booth is, horseshoe shaped. Maybe you're under an archway, whatever horseshoe is what I'm getting with the Knight of Wands energy right now. I think it's going to be really hot. Obviously it's a summertime when you guys meet. It's almost like you're going to be sweating and uncomfortable when you meet. I also see the sun, so it's going to be mega fucking hot. You're going to be on the sun when you meet. No, just kidding. It's all positive vibes. It's all positive vibes. The sun card there. You've got sunflowers. You've got the sun. You've got the red. These are all your fire energies here. So it's a highly active time for you to meet someone, number one. But I do think that this person could be a good match for you, and I do think that you guys are going to, you guys might hit the bed pretty quick. So just letting you know, because you've got the Lover's card. That's a kind of an obvious card. And also the Knight of Wands, this person coming through for you is not going to be like, let's take it slow. Let's have hours and days and weeks and months of conversation. This person's coming in with a rod. So they're like, hey, I'm not here to just talk. Let's get those panties off. That's really good. Thank God. Because we were stuck in that complicated situation for a minute, Leo. That is finally, if you're still dealing with that, you already know what your reading is, but that is easing into, hopefully, if you're single and ready to mingle, these three cards here, the Lovers, the Knight of Wands, the Sun. Yes, Leo, get out there. It is your time. The Sun card is the best card in the deck. Everybody knows that. And if you don't know that, then you're not everybody, but that's the best card in the deck. Knight of Wands energy. You know, because I want to give you warnings too. The only warning I have with the Knight of Wands energy, luckily it's upright. If it was in reverse, it would be like a wham, bam, thank you, ma'am kind of energy. But because it's upright, this person is just extremely excitable. They're always like down to just like have a good time and get out. Yeah. So depending on where you are in your life, this person might, you're like, what am I supposed to do with that? Like, I've got work in the morning, guy, you know, or girl. I've got to go to work. So you need to, no, you cannot, no, don't leave your toothbrush here. You're not allowed to stay the night. Go home now. So it's that kind of energy too. And just depending on where you are in your life, you might be a little more responsible than this person. And it's up to you. Do you want to take that on again? Especially if you're dealing with a Gemini who comes through. Doesn't have to be a Gemini. But if you are dealing with a Gemini who comes through, this person is going to really, really, really pull out at all the stops for you. This person is going to really charm you, a Leo loves that shit. That's good. If it's a Sagittarius, it's even better. So just be aware of your options coming through this summer. But overall this summer, yes, get out there. It's happening for you. It's on its way for sure. Okay. So good luck to you, Leo. Hope this helped. If you like this reading, please leave me a comment and let me know you liked it. Tell your friends to follow, et cetera, et cetera. I love you. Bye.